Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about the periodic table of the elements, the brainchild, as the story goes, of Dmitri Mendeleev, and learnt from schools and up on walls everywhere. And what I want to do is go into the fascinating last group of elements, and I'm slowly learning my way across these. This is the last strip in period 7. There are 7 rows, and, well, depending how you slice and dice it, 18 columns, possibly 18 plus 14, or really technically speaking, there's 32 columns. But dubnium is one element which just has just so steeped in history, and it's practically useless. There's only a few atoms have been made of it, but it's one of those rare post uranium elements, but it's managed to garner some really interesting ultra-Soviet, ultra-Russian aspects to it. But one of the reasons I'm doing the periodic table is just brain training, so that I can actually go through the different sections of the periodic table, remember it in different aspects, recall, look at different aspects of it, just generally get your recall up to it. And so, let's do the periodic table, see if how far I can go without making a mistake or trip up. And I'll hope to get up to dubnium, and the one after it's seaborgium. Seaborg, that's weird and boring compared to dubnium. Dubnium. Okay, or dubstep, I suppose. So I like it as it's got a beautiful boob. Sounds like a musical instrument or some sort of musical thing. Let's start it off. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, cobalt, nickel, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, arsenic, selenium, krypton, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium, niobium, molybdenum, technetium, ruthenium, rubidium, rubidium, palladium, I nearly said strontium for some reason, why? Silver, cadmium, indium, tin, antimony, tellurium, iodine, xenon, cesium, barium, lanthanum, cerium, praseodymium, neodymium, promethium, samarium, europium, goldium, I can't pronounce that, goldium, terbium, dysprosium, holmium, erbium, thulmium, ytterbium, lawrencium, hafnium, tantalum, tungsten, rhenium, osmium, iridium, platinum, gold, mercury, thallium, lead, bismuth, polonium, astatine, I can't pronounce that one either, radon, francium, radium, actinium, thorium, proactinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, curium, fermium, iron, starnium, mendeleevium, nobelium, lawrencium. Now we come up to the new ones. Rutherfordium, dubnium, seaborgium, and just a few more after that. So let's calculate how many after that. There's 7 plus 6, just 13 more to go. And I sort of know them. There's a few out there which are just absolutely edible if you can go through it. Now, of course, we can't stop now. We have to go down the from left to right, down to bottom. So, and it's sort of somehow easier going down to bottom. So it's lithium, sodium, potassium, rubidium, cesium, francium. Yep, going down. Beryllium, magnesium, calcium, strontium, barium, radium, then scandium, yttrium, lawrencium, scandium, yttrium, lithium, lawrencium, then titanium, zirconium, hafnium, and it would have to be rutherfordium, then so I've done that. So it has to be vanadium, niobium, tantalum, dubnium, then cobalt. Chromium, molybdenum. Tungsten. Okay, and tungsten, and beneath that would be ciborium. I don't understand after that. Manganese, technetium, ruthenium. Don't understand beneath it. Can't get me on that. Iron, ruthenium, osmium. Then chromium, rhodium, iridium. Then nickel, palladium, platinum, copper, silver, gold, zinc, cadmium, mercury, then boron, aluminium, gallium, indium, thallium, then carbon, silicon, germanium, lead. Going down, I don't understand what's under there. That's period 6. Then nitrogen, phosphorus, arsenic, antimony. How do I say that? Antimony, first off. And bismuth, my favourite element. I just love bismuth. It's just got everything going for it. Okay. Oxygen, sulphur, selenium, tellurium, tellurium, polonium. Somehow I don't feel there's enough in things. I'm sure I missed one. Fluorine, chlorine, bromine, iodine, astatine. I'll have to get the pronunciation right. Then helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon, radon. And there's one, Organston, something like that, all the way down there. Still got it there. So trying to get to it. Now, dubnium. So these are the various elements. There's sort of elements which are sort of, I sort of like technetium, which is actually robbed from the Americans. The Americans was supposed to the Italians a molybdenum, neutronated, exposed thing, and isolated technetium, so I'd rather like that one. There's things of fermium and einsteinium were found poking around after the atomic bomb. The other ones, americium and other stuffs, quite interesting. Californium, but dubnium is the from the city of Dubnia. I'm obviously mispronouncing it. I'm bloody Australian. Can't expect me I can't speak to South Australians or Kiwis. How can I on earth pronounce anything Russian? And when I went to Russia, the Russians just screamed with laughter every time I tried to speak any Russian. They called me Medvyet, for some reason. Australian bear, Medvyet. Apparently that was a term of endearment. I'm sure it wasn't. And then I would try and read Russian, and I just burst out laughing every time I tried to read. So there you go. So I've been to Russia, but I haven't. I'd love to have made it my place to Dubnya, which is Dubnyum, on the Dubnyum, I can't pronounce it, river, which is on the Oblast. So they're provinces in the big Russia, or Oblast. There's actually a Jewish Oblast way over north of China near to Manchuria, which they shipped all the Jews out to. I've forgotten the name of it, but this is an Oblast, the Soviet Oblast, and the Dubnya River. You can imagine out there. And Dubnya is a city, and it's a narco-grad, you know, which means a science city. And it's got a coat of arms with a little tree on it with an atomic symbol in the centre. It's all just, oh, you know, what the heck? And it's got a population of 70,000, so that's sort of like, I don't know. That's a reasonably big size Australian city. Probably Mildura would be 70,000, sort of expand. And it was set up by the Russians because it was a secret place, but near a power station, so it could power its proton accelerator. Part of the let's build an atomic bomb absolutely bloody quick, says Stalin. And he got his chief of staff, whatever you call, Bernier. And I sort of began to, oh, I started reading his history, I sort of begin to recognize this. Ah, is he looks amazingly, he's NKVD, so the KGB secret police, and he got slave labor to build this place very, very quickly. And within no time was up discovering new elements. You know, this is, you know, from greenfield to producing stuff. So you can imagine going around this place, it eeks with history. It's sort of like the history you feel when you go underneath ANU. And so ANU's got these tunnels in it, the Australian National University in Canberra, and you can go past these wartime tunnels, which, you know, you go underneath and you can go in a tunnel from one building to another at ANU. It's sort of just, and there's these big warehouses of historic parts just at ANU. So you get that feeling of it, and there's a few places I've visited, you've just got that feeling of history. This would have a fantastic feeling of history. But one of the things that sort of shocked me was watching the death of Stalin. Now, I really don't like watching violence. I suppose I've been involved in places where you have to watch it. But I really don't like watching violence, and the death of Stalin was just absolutely sickening, and was by US comedians on Veep, but it was sort of super together and accurate. And this Berner is a chief principal actor, the antagonist in the death of Stalin, who is Stalin's aide. And so when Stalin, he was with Stalin, a chief fixer man, and he went with Stalin to the Yalta Conference. So Stalin going up with Theodore Roosevelt and his Franklin Roosevelt, Theodore character by then, with his famous blanket and wheelchair and stuff like that, and glasses, and you can imagine that you got pictures of him speaking into one of those old microphones, radio microphones, and Berner, and his some sort of Russian name I can't pronounce, but he was in the film. And the picture of him, he should be German. And in fact, Russian, the Stalin said, look, this is our Himmler. The Germans have got Himmler, we've got our own Himmler. Sort of like this very Can you imagine so confused trying to get the people would just completely having an alt conference, and you can see these completely Franklin Roosevelt, the New Deal, rebuilding America. This type of stuff, this naivety with the complete depravity of the Russians. The Russians are, I love you all, but G. Stalin was a pretty mad person. And of course, reading through just checking out some of the facts with the death of Stalin, unfortunately, as you do, you see any film and you go, is that correct? Is that prop right? Could that have happened? And you check and you say, oh my goodness, the death of Stalin is just remarkably good collapse of the information. It's just sickening. So I'm sure there is more. So it's not that I would take my knowledge for it. It's just one of those things. That's a burner. Was the NKVD person who was really keeping was it Khrushchev? Oh yeah, so at the end that you saw the Brezhnev in the back of the crowd just very quickly, but Khrushchev up and how that organized, and the world would just, I think we'd be looking at world war, we would look at nuclear destruction if Berner kept in power. And this sickening thing about how he was Zhukov, and the way that Zhukov operated, and especially Zhukov fighting the Japanese, is an interesting thing. Obviously, in Australia, you get interested about, how did the Russians, Japanese go? Obviously, because we didn't do too well against the Japanese when they firstly, so they sort of got trained fighting the Russians, and they came back and just smashed us Aussies. We tried, but, we were just smashed by these Japanese coming back. So you're looking at these types of things. And, Dubna, is a city built by Russian slave labor in gulags. So not a pretty time, and obviously overall, the place is not the world is not in a very efficient place post-World War II. There's a lot of activity, a lot of organization, but in terms of efficiency, it was just mind-bogglingly, huge human sacrifice, which we wouldn't accept now. And so this city built and Novgorod, and it's so, you've got these places named after these cosmopolitan, like Berkeley or California, sort of so much going on, and Einstein, Fermi, so much history, personality and history and stuff like this, and Rutherford, I like Rutherford. I can't remember, but he's a likable person, sort of a fairly fair, even person. I must admit, though everyone loves Bohr, I think he's a fantastic thing. I think Bohr was a bit of a bully and a bit of a he was sort of too proud to move on with quantum physics, and we have been sidled with his assuredness. He's really kept back the human race a huge way, but he's got an element further up. So going up further up, there's that. But Dubnium, I like the name Dub. It's sort of dysprosium is means sort of difficult to find. That's, I like sort of like that. There's Aston, something I really can't pronounce, the one after the radioactive one, more radioactive than, iodine, after iodine. Xenon, there's things which are, radioactive isotopes with very interesting neutron cross-section. They're interesting. But dubium's still got this name of such a, you wouldn't believe it if someone said here's an element of bumbium or dubnium. It's sort of got that name with it, but it's also got the feel of so much Soviet Union and so much, all credit to the Russians for being able to produce these things. And you've got to remember, these Russians didn't have computers, they didn't have so many different things, they just had lifts and typewriters. It's World War II technologies producing this type of stuff. They don't have computer simulations or anything like that. That basically did everything with slide rules and mathematics and blackboards and not a good communication. And of course, although it may sound good that all these secret cities were up, but how you got communication within these secret cities, all these secrets, narcograds, I don't know how to pronounce that correctly, what's the Soviet, the Russian for a science city, and what these cities would be like. And so I wouldn't mind, if I was backpacking, just going out there, I'd be whinging that would go, you know, why are you driving here? Why are you going here? That's just an awful, the food, look, I'm not on the planet to enjoy good food, and I'd sort of just bring it on, and just to feel the toxin and the asbestos and the waste that would have gone there. So it's very insightful. I spent many a day and night in the dark in laser labs with Russian scientists, and there's always that wry humour. There were Ukrainian scientists. A few Russian scientists. Always this wry humour, but that sort of, I don't know, edginess. Well, thanks a lot for listening, and that does it. Now, as I'm going off, I'm going to now do the periodic table once again, just to get it going. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, cobalt, nickel, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, arsenic, selenium, krypton, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium, niobium, molybdenum, technetium, ruthenium, rubidium, palladium, silver, zinc, indium, tin, antimony, tellurium, it must be iodine, xenon, cesium, barium, lanthanum, cerium, praseodymium, neodymium, promethium, samarium, europium, gadolinium, terbium, dysprosium, holmium, erbium, thulmium, ytterbium, there you go, lawrencium, hafnium, tantalum, tungsten, uranium, osmium, iridium, platinum, gold, mercury, thallium, lead, bismuth, polonium, astatine, radon, francium, radium, actinium, thorium, proactinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, curium, fermium, einsteinium, mendelism, nobelium, lawrencium, rutherfordium, dubnium, and seaborium. So just a few more to get up. Let's finish it off there. Thanks a lot for listening. podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.